Marco, we love medical stories, and we were discussing the other day about, you know, the flu, and it is flu season and there's different strands of it. But also, if you combine this with the, you know, I guess, building discussion around peptides and the frequency of them being used, chuck them together and we might have a solution.
Are you talking about an experimental treatment?
I am.
I'm in.
Michelle,
let's go.
Michelle Tate, Associate Professor at Hudson Institute of Medical Research, joins us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Peptides. Talk to us about peptides and how they could potentially help in the fight against the flu.
Yeah, so what we've discovered is that when someone gets really sick with the flu, what happens is the virus causes a lot of damage to your lung. And then what can happen is you can become really susceptible to a bacteria that then comes in and can be quite deadly, and particularly in older people. And what we've discovered is this peptide, and what it does is it actually protects the cells in your lung from that virus and can stop secondary bacterial infection.
Michelle, quite naturally here in Melbourne in particular, they hear the word peptide and they go, ooh. What's that about?
And Cronulla.
And Cronulla, of course. But they can actually lead to some real positive impacts in the health world.
It is. And what we've done is this peptide actually mimics a really natural protein in your body. So it's a, so it's just like, you know, almost like taking a natural protein. And so, yeah, it should be quite safe for us. It's exciting.
What separates peptides from other medications, Michelle?
With peptides, they can be quite cheap and easy to make, which makes them really good, particularly, you know, if we're thinking about global issues with influenza in third world countries and things like that.
So how did you stumble on that this peptide helps your lungs?
So we've been working with this company called Lateral Pharma, and they've actually been trying to develop these peptides for neuropathic pain. So what we did is we took some of their groundbreaking findings and tried to apply it for the viral setting.
So how far away could we potentially be for people going into their doctor or the chemist, instead of getting a flu injection or they get other treatments, they get a shot of this peptide?
So what we've done is we've done some preclinical testing, which is showing some very promising results. And what we need now is we need further funding so that we can get it to the next step where we could actually be giving it to people.
Thanks for your time, Michelle Tate, Associate Professor at Hudson Institute of Medical Research.
Your parents used to say, we can send people to the moon, but we can't fix the common cold.
Yes.
Imagine if these peptides could fix the common cold.
Well, they could treat, I guess, the severity of it pretty quickly.
Well, that's pretty good to me.
Wherever you are, always take the 3AW app with you, crystal clear. Just go to your app store, download it. It's a perfect companion, comes through nice and sharp.